Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing.
Okay, well, hello.
Hello, Ida.
I think we are live now, and welcome everybody to the call. Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally, our host and the person who has revolutionized the nanobiobalancer and is doing a tremendous work in promoting and providing ways that we can educate ourselves to live better and stronger lives in this time of electronic explosions. It's all around us, and we have something that can help us. And Dr. Lally, and I guess from Canada, we welcome you to the call tonight. All right, we're ready to go.
We are ready to go. Thank you, Ida. Welcome everybody to the show tonight. This is the Tuesday Health Talk Radio Show here on Blog Talk. And as always, I give a shout out to the angel in the city, Mr. Jonathan Hill, our engineer, who sponsors this show, Nathan on the Spot. He sponsors this radio show for the international listening audience, and to our announcer, Miss Ida Morse, who is just an amazing woman of God and a woman of grace and a woman of great compassion for humanity. And it's just been amazing to listen to some of the many stories that she has about sharing her knowledge of health and with the community that she lives in, sharing the concerns that she has for people's quality of life. And I'm excited about the show tonight because it's all about nanos. It's all about the biobalancers. I had the opportunity to hang out in the state of Maryland with Gagan in the United States in Baltimore. The naturopathic community came together for a week long of activities and all kinds of unveiling of new technologies and vitamins and minerals, you name it. It was at the conference. And so we rendezvoused, and I almost dropped to the ground, because if you've seen Gagan Hunter, you know that he's had dreadlocks down to his waist forever. I mean, at least the last 20 years, maybe even 25 years. And he had a severe accident several months ago, back in the fall of last year, or either the fall or the early spring. He fell off a horse and was severely injured. And he said, you know, he was so grateful for life that he made a complete 180 degree. So I saw this man with all these locks gone, and it was an epiphany moment for me. I was kind of in shock. You know, he's such a handsome young man, and his fiance, Miss Leslie, is just beautiful. They both be models. And so we ran into one of America's legacies, Dr. Mays, who is the grandson of Dr. Benjamin Mays, one of the first presidents of Morehouse College in Atlanta and president of the Divinity School at Howard University. So I want to give some shout-out tonight to Howard University, to the College of Nursing, Pharmacy, and Allied Health, to my colleagues over there. I used to be a clinical faculty at the National Institute of Health at Howard. I also want to give a shout-out to Columbia University Teachers College, the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education, where I'm a scholar in residence. I want to give a shout-out to my colleagues at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, and to Cincinnati State University, where we have the first registered nurse to become an environmental health physicist, who is also a distinguished alumni of that school of nursing. Miss Marsha Thomas, Marsha, we're sending a shout-out to you tonight, way over in Cincinnati. And back to Dr. Mays, he was kind enough to give us a platform on the World Power Radio, which reaches in excess of 5 million people. When we told him that Gagan was in the city, He was like, Dr. Lally, we have to have you over at the National Harbor, which is a fabulous place. It's a new city outside of Washington, D.C., just across, you know, the river. It's a, like across the river and down the street, so to speak, at the southeastern tip of Washington, D.C. And we were there on the waterfront and just talking about these nanos to the world. And we talk so much about the Healthy Smart Home campaign, and yes, we have a nationwide call to action. The Office of the Surgeon General is telling everyone, you need to know what chemicals and radiation is in your home. You need to know what your level of exposure is. We have got to live intentionally now with the environments that we dwell in. There's no more leaving it to the imagination or hoping and praying that the electrical system really is not a taser gun and that the chemicals in our house and in our community really become out of sight, out of mind. They have no presence if we don't see them, if we don't smell them, and if we don't touch them. It's a new hour. It's a new awakening, and this message is getting wider and wider and wider as it is going across America, throughout Canada, Mexico, Central America, South America. I mean, I cannot believe that a gentleman down in Venezuela came to this event and found out about the nanos and sought us out to inquire about the nanos and could we bring them down to, I guess that's South America, Central America, somewhere. We got to get a map out and look. Somebody look that up and tell me where Venezuela is, because I'm drawing a brain fog. But the word about these nanos is getting out. And Dr. Benjamin gave us a platform on radio. It interviewed us. He had heard about the miracle of Morgan, the first little girl that stopped her seizures using the nanos. And he had heard about destiny. Can you imagine this? That people are talking about these two little girls and Haley. I had no idea we were getting almost 10,000 hits a month on our little website that needs to be updated. But we're coming up with a fresh new website and a fresh new approach, and I'm so excited about what's happening. So I want to dedicate the hour tonight to talk about these flat batteries. We have, and I'm going to say my disclaimer, flat batteries were engineered as an electrical safety device. Ladies and gentlemen, we've known for almost 100 years, over 100 years, that electricity can cause cancer. Why? Because it disassociates oxygen in the body. It reduces the absorption of oxygen. And put a pin right there. Anything that decreases oxygen absorption in the body can be classified as a carcinogen. When you have, it creates an imbalance and it disassociates oxygen, it disassociates trace minerals in the body, and whenever those two dynamics happen and you cannot get enough energy, enough food, and enough oxygen inside of the cell, the body will make a cancerous cell. And that is a scientific fact that's well documented in literature. And so when electricity was first developed in the early 1900s, it was classified as a Class B carcinogen. And President Nixon declassified it, as I understand it, because I was given this history by a nuclear engineer who was retired from the Navy. It was declassified so we could have cell phones and electronics like Wii games and Pac-Man and all of the gadgetry we have today. It was declassified so we could wear electrical and wireless Wi-Fi devices on our body. And nobody really, there was no regulations. Matter of fact, I went to the FDA conference a few months back, and I was just amazed to find out that they had downsized the office that even addresses non-ionizing radiation, and there was just a handful of people managing that office. And so when all of this happened, we just kind of got lost in the sauce. And now that the medical community has kind of circled back and made these environmental codes and telling the physicians that are managing our care, hey, electricity can cause injury. It can cause swelling of the blood vessel. It can cause sustained inflammation in the body. It can cause short-term memory loss. It can cause skin rashes. It can cause type 3 diabetes. It can cause the brain to become insulin resistant. It can cause you to have nerve muscle miscommunication. It can cause sustained pain, such as fibromyalgia. Non-fatal electrocution is what it's called. Or hyperreactive vasculitis, swelling of the blood vessel from sustained exposure to electromagnetic fields. And so the nano was developed as an electrical safety device to block electrostatic, to block it so when you touch electronics, you don't absorb it when you're touching electronics, and that's what it was created for. It was never, ever created to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent disease. I'm going to say it again. It was never, ever created to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. But what has happened is that there was such a labor of prayer to produce the nano. I mean, there was hours and days of fasting and prayer because I had developed breast cancer and a stroke. And I mean, I put my face on the floor and cried out to God to be merciful unto me because I could not touch electronics with my right hand. I had right breast cancer. I could not touch electronics with that right hand because it would affect that breast tissue and make it burn like a toothache. And you're talking about pain. It would make you crawl the floor with pain. And you, if you talk to people that have cancer, that have bone involvement, soft tissue involvement, when you get pain, it will make you crawl the floor. And I asked God, give me something. I knew that I had to be able to impact the atom of electricity, and I knew I had to be able to impact the atom of the human body. That's what nanotechnology means. You know, it's not a big mystery, super sci-fi word. I know it sounds like super sci-fi way out in the sky somewhere, but anytime you hear the word nano, it literally means impacting the smallest unit of energy or the smallest unit of life. And I wanted to make a system that would impact the smallest unit of energy in electricity so it could be balanced. When it is balanced, your body is able to block the absorption of it a little bit. And so the nano was born. It was born as a big old sheet of fabrication with one single frequency in it. And it took us forever to get that frequency to stay beyond, you know, beyond 24 hours with the initial try. We were really trying to get a system that would last a week, thinking that, you know, maybe that was probably the best thing to do. And we overshot our goal, and now it lasts into infinity, an average of about a year. But we have some of the original technology that is still energized and going on 5 years. When we developed it, what created a big, huge mystery about it was that it was a big, giant plate. I mean, it was like 10 inches by 10 inches. And it would do, the plate worked off of magnetic north and stray voltage in your house. And that's why people couldn't believe the power of it. And that's why it was so great for farms. And it was so great for farmlands. And we custom built it for people's estate homes, you know, with these 15,000 square feet, 11,000 square foot homes. And they saw miracles happen. You know, they felt better. Their body would not absorb radiation while they were in the home. And we custom built it for outside, around swimming pools, around recreational areas, the play yards. And it was phenomenal for beekeepers. We had one bee farmer, he said that he felt that it strengthened, it kept the energetics balanced so the bees could find their way back to the queen bee. He wasn't losing his bees like other bee farmers he talked to, you know, in various parts of Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana. And so the evolution of the nano, we continued to pray and ask God for guidance, how to develop it. We continued to seek resources, and we launched it at Central State University in the Department of Engineering. We had an advisory a board of scientists that kind of helped to shape what direction we should go to. And it wasn't until we got into the incubators, and they basically said, in order for you to commercialize this product, you're going to absolutely have to qualify and get a quantifying testing device that gives us a measurement of how it performs. And it took us almost 10 years. We were almost 18 months into development, so I'm going to say a good 8 years to find that device. So the nano is so amazing that when people touch it, they get inspired to do incredible things with it. It has almost become, and maybe we need to rename it to My Nano, because it is different things to so many different people. That's why the testimonies are so vast on this radio show. And the radio show evolved because a gentleman whom I haven't even met yet in person saw two testimonies and heard about one, a lady with arthritis, and the other one, a lady with a thyroid disorder. He said, I've got to know what this is. And when the testimony came forth about the little girl who was stopping her seizures in Ohio from using a nano, I mean, today, I stop in to see Morgan about twice a year. I'm totally blown away. She's talking. She's dialoguing. She's starting to have critical thought and critiquing. She's reading. She's writing. She's doing double-digit math. This was something they said was virtually impossible. It took 4 years. She was in the frequency and using the nano for 4 years. But within 24 hours of us putting the nanotechnology insulators, the insulators made out of the fabric, in her home, she made her first sound. And miraculously, she called the name of her father. Today, she is commissioned as the youngest scientist on our team. When she touches the nano, she's inspired to do incredible things. She just says it just speaks to her. It's like wherever she needs it on the body, she just sets it there. It resolves her pain, her stiffness. You know, it gives her clarity. It stops her seizures. I mean, she is just so in love with this technology that she teaches me so much about how she's using it. And so We are in, this is a highly innovative technology. We're into the future. It's a real green technology because it does not need power. It doesn't need a battery. It doesn't need an electrical source. It doesn't need gas. It doesn't need fuel. It doesn't need anything. It works off of the energetics that are locked in this little postage-sized square. And the testimonies that have come forth over this past year have spanned the globe from people who were blind and got their sight back, and people who were going blind had their glasses retrofitted with our little small EGB unit, eyeglass blocker, or eyeglass balancer, I'm sorry. And it was just so tremendous to see how the medical community is responding. Doctors wanting to do clinical trials and clinical studies and case studies and their own investigative studies. It is amazing. And so before the world, 5 million people, I think that may be our largest listening audience because it was international. It wrapped the globe. We were in that studio talking about this nano and how we can revolutionize the world. We're excited about its application. So I just encourage those of you to continue to explore the use and diverse application of it. I'm excited that the opportunities are getting broader. More and more doctors are inquiring. I'm so excited at the group of practitioners that we met over the weekend that are excited about exploring it. And when we took a Soli and we went to a restaurant, we stuck the Soli in the window and it bioharmonized over 100 square feet, three different stores in that shopping plaza. Their glass was balanced. And as we went down and tested the glass, I tell you what, Gagan and his friends and his team, they were totally blown out of the river to see that something so small, our new solar insulator for windows, is just utterly, utterly fabulous. So my family is on the show tonight, and I understand Mario went to the Ecosphere in Montreal. I was hopeful to get back up there, but we just could not be in two places at the same time. So, Mario, let us know what happened, man. What's going on in Montreal?
Oh, I was not in Montreal this weekend. I was near Sherbrooke, south of Montreal. Actually, it was the Ecosphere, the third part of it for this year. And it was held in Magog, almost the twin city of Sherbrooke. And there probably was 6,000-8,000 people there. And people are really, really interested into whatever is green. But, you know, the theme of my conference was the nano frequencies or the nanos for the problems of electrosensitive people, eh? And I didn't have all the attendees I had you had in your conference in Montreal, but at least I got about 25, 30 people. And it was pretty good because it was most people were going to booths and not as many to conferences, but I was one of the conferences where the most attendees were because of the team I had. And I Bedore test people, and it worked perfectly. I got a lot of attention, as we did in Montreal, too. So I guess people are really becoming more and more in tune with the problem and the solutions to the problem. Yeah. And so I feel that things are getting much better. and interests are getting greater as time goes.
I really enjoyed that weekend.
You know, like that was the quality of people interested in our business are really, really great. I think, you know, like I just interested people in our technology. I made a few sales, but what I get the most is probably future rendezvous for workshops at homes with 5, 10, or 15 people in the coming months before Christmas, maybe 5 or 6 of them.
Well, that's exciting because we now have the infrastructure to start doing video conferences and webinars. And I've got some people looking to see how, when we do this radio show on Tuesdays, how we can simulcast it or do it simultaneously with a video medium. I'm not sure which one we're going to use, but so that we can begin to scope people. We have made some academic affiliates with some universities that have been using our training model for their master's prepared nurses and for nursing faculty in allied health. And so they actually get clinical credits. So we're going to be doing training in lecture form that are in a 2-hour window so that we can train for 1 hour, do didactics, and then do a clinical practicum demonstration for the other hour. And we're going to be doing it along the lines of Bedort testing for doing breast evaluations, for doing pancreatic evaluations, heart evaluations, stomach evaluations, brain evaluations for people that have sustained headaches and people that have brain injury so that we can see if they are at risk for imbalance in the brain. And I'm really excited that to affiliate with the various schools of nursing that I have been talking to, because this whole thing with type 3 diabetes, autism, seizures, diabetes is really creating a wake-up call. And they know the answer. We have got to do something about environmental toxins. I was talking to someone this evening that was in a radiation zone 1. And he was sharing that as soon as the weather shifted, the sun shifted, and it started getting cool in the evenings, people just broke out with all of this bronchitis. And I said, yes, because whenever it gets cold, radon is a radioactive gas, is an ionized radiation. It begins to contract, and it begins to get concentrated. So when you're breathing it in these areas that have high radiation, and you breathe that stuff in, it's going to cause sustained inflammation in the body. And so I was, because I've been hanging out with naturopaths all weekend, I'm always eager to learn something new. And so I want to give everybody this little wellness tip. Of course, anytime you are using dietary supplements, you need to confer with your physician so that he can evaluate whether or not they are contraindicated with your medication or your care regimen that he has designed for you. And so I want to caution everyone to make sure that you confer with your doctor before you take anything, any type of vitamin or nutrient or mineral, including vitamin C, okay, because these new medications, especially if you're taking an oral chemotherapy or you're on any type of chemotherapy, there's some chemotherapies where you cannot use antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E while you're taking those chemotherapies. So I want to put that disclaimer out there. But I got introduced to a new whole herb called fenugreek. Fenugreek, and I'm going to spell that out for you. That's F-E-N, the letter U like umbrella,
and the word Greek, G-R-E-E-K. I'm going to spell it again. Fenugreek, F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K. Now, this is what really blew me away, is that I did some research on it, and they said they gave it to women, you know, to stimulate breast milk. And I was like, well, you know, I don't need to stimulate no breast milk. But I continued to read, and there was more commentaries on this amazing herb. And it is powerful as an antimicrobial, meaning that, you know, it kills certain microbes, certain bacteria, certain little germs in the body, and anti-inflammation. And that if you have diabetes, it's amazing for people with diabetes. I was like, wow. And organ inflammation. So I want, that's everybody's homework assignment. If you're just now tuning in, this is Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally. I'm a scholar and resident at Columbia University Teachers College in New York City. I'm also the president and CEO of the Michi Health Epicenter, which has committed to research and education. We have a big problem. Our environments are killing us. And we have to do something about how we're living indoors. We have to do something about reducing the microsurge in the electric sockets. We have to do something about reducing stray voltage. We have to do something about reducing the electromagnetic fields of Wi-Fi and wireless devices in our homes, because everybody is getting heart disease. Can you hear the Cleveland Clinic screaming from Cleveland, Ohio? They've been reporting with such a vengeance. We are 1 in 3 women dying from heart disease. 1 in 3. 1 in 3 women getting heart disease, excuse me. 1 in 3 developing heart disease or blood vessel disease. I have never seen so many young women before the age of 45 having strokes and heart attacks. I cannot believe all the young men before the age of 40 having strokes and heart attacks. I lost my own father at 42 years old to a massive heart attack. And nobody is connecting the dots that if you're using an electrical instrument 10 to 15 hours a day, and then you go home and you lay down on a bed and you put your head within 3 feet of a wall in an electric current, that will take its toll on your body. So we have to wake up everybody. You know, it used to be a R&B artist used to sing the song, wake up everybody. We got to wake up. We got to wake up, and we have got to become intentional about monitoring what's in our house, what's in our electric system, what's in the chemicals in the food that we're eating. And if we can take a system that biobalances life, living things and living life, the nano is so amazing because, yes, it was developed as an electrical safety device. And then some nanophysicists that study alkaline water discovered it would increase oxygen in the water. And some high school students discovered it would increase the pH of the water just by setting a glass of water on the nano for a minute. We have so many people discovering so many things about it. We discovered if you put a nano on the back of an alkaline water machine, you could correct the power factor and discharge the static from the water. Because if you have any type of electrical water filtration system, and you're dispensing water from that system or processing water through that system, you're putting static electromagnetic radiation in that water, and it's destructuring it. You're not getting the full health and wellness benefits that you can get from that water. And so the nano has evolved from being a system, a device for your cell phone, for your tablet, for your iPad, for your alarm clock, for your lamp, for your television, to now being a system for balancing water. is now people balance, use it to restructure, to rebalance their chemicals, their hand creams, their body lotions. They energize it. I had a lady tell me that she said her body lotion on her cell phone, they had a nano for about 3 minutes, and she said, I declare, it was like it created a rush of oxygen to the forefront of my skin. I said, well, there are people that do this on a regular basis. They set their lotions and their creams on their cell phone or on a, just on a nano by itself, you know, while they're in the shower. And when they put it on, I mean, they literally are reversing, you know, the age. We have 75-year-olds that look not even an hour over 50. We have 30-year-olds that look like they're 18. It's just been amazing how the energetics of the nanos is being used across the spectrum. We have our nano whole house system called Nano Bioplex. The soy farmer testified on the show last November that his soy plants were almost doubled in size and that he did not have to call Roto-Rooter anymore because the nano water system stops the buildup of lime. It softens the water and it helps to manage, and to that extent, it's helping to better manage drains and water pipes, because it stops the buildup and the caking of lime. And as it covers, that lime covers the drains, it's like a gelatin. So they said they can just take a sponge or a spatula and scoop it off, and there's no more harsh chemicals needed to get that lime to open up the drains that are clogged by lime. And so this is just fabulous. Mario, I'm so glad that you had an attentive audience that is supporting you in Montreal, because Canada is ripe and ready. And I know you say, well, where, Dr. A, where? You have 7 environmental health clinics, doctors that are addressing these ICD-10 codes, the International Classification of Disease Codes, that clearly define the source of injury from chemicals and radiation. The Center for Disease Control in the States is now giving free training online to any physician and any nurse that wants to study about environmental toxins and the effect of health. Now, they've kind of narrowed the scope down to nitrates and sulfates that are causing people to have chemical toxicity. In some areas, there's a massive epidemic of a lymphoma cancers, where your body swells up and your lymph system just gets so congested. That's why detoxing your body is critical. Drinking black teas, green teas. Confer with your doctor about what kind of detox regimen he wants you on. But water is one of the most natural detoxing systems that you can do. And I read and I saw a video over the weekend from a naturopath, and he was talking about begin your day by drinking 32 ounces of water. He said, because if you don't have renal failure or you're not on fluid restriction, he said you need a quart of water to be able to hydrate your body, flush out the toxic waste that was byproducts of digestion and stress. So many things there's so many toxins that we're exposed to from the air, the soil, from the food we're eating, all the chemicals and all the preservatives. We were laughing over the weekend about some of the restaurants in Japan. Could you imagine spending $110 for every entree and you get as a bonus 2 tablespoons of dirt? Yes, they're eating dirt in Japan. They're using dirt to enhance nutritional value. And CNN ran a story about these restaurants in Japan where people are paying $110 to eat dirt on top of their food. And the chef, they interviewed the chef. He said, listen, food is overprocessed. It's harvested in land that has been stripped of its minerals. And so it's not even a good source of fiber once you cook it. And we have to put dirt that has been processed and sanitized. You know, it's not just any kind of dirt. So if you guys don't run out in Ida's backyard down there in the rich soil of South Carolina and get some of her dirt. No, don't do that. This dirt is processed, and it goes through, I guess, whatever process that they have to remove the chemicals, remove the parasites, remove other things. But it is left with some degree of mineral content for the nourishment of your body, especially fulvic and humic acids. Fulvic and humic acids are itsy-bitsy, witsy-witsy trace minerals that the nerves love, and so does brain tissue. And they're found in rich mineral mines is where you find these black, they come out of a black soil, soil that's really rich in the earth minerals. And so it's just amazing to see how we move forward, and we can move forward with these nanos. You want a nano? You can get them. You can contact our friends in Canada, if you're in Montreal, Mario, give them some contact information for you.
Yep. You mean there is the Rod Groom from St. Adèle?
Yeah.
Laurentian, and there is Pierre Doucette from the Montérégie in the region of Montreal, between Montreal and Drummondville, and there is me in the region of Drummondville. Is this what you mean, Dr. E, about
the
information?
Yes, exactly what I mean. Yes. You can contact us at the Michi Health Epicenter. That's michi health.org. Again, that's michi health.org. Our number is 800-615-0456. Again, the phone number is 800-615-0456. And you can contact extension 106, or you can go right on the website, and you can hit the donation button and donate $100. You get two nanos and save yourself about $20. And so we appreciate it. The monies that we raise through donation are used to train nurses and doctors. They get scholarships so they can train, learning how to do the DORT testing, learning how to do head-to-toe assessment, looking for the absorption of radiation and balance in various parts. And we're excited about moving forward now with electrophysicists that use electrostatic scanners. With the development of these scanners, it has really created a whole new paradigm shift for now having nanos or birthing clinical trials just to see and document and verify the use of nanos with seizures. We've heard endless testimonies on this radio show about how people are using the nanos to stop seizures. And I'm still in awe of Destiny and how she wasn't able to really learn. I mean, she couldn't do math. She couldn't even count money. She was bedbound for 4 days whenever her menstrual cycle came. Her mom testified to all of that at least two or three times on this show. And today, when the nanotechnologies are on her body, she wears three of them, one in each shoe and then a necklace around her neck. She is seizure-free. And they've incorporated this into her clinical trial. She's been at Columbia University in New York for almost 6 years. They've been studying her because she has a rare seizure disorder. She's one of 100 children in the world that was having over 600 seizures a day. Yes, every 25 seconds this child was having a seizure. Can you imagine the nightmare? Her mother says she cried every day. And any of us would cry to see our child suffering to that magnitude and not being able to go forward in life. Today, Destiny has stamina. It used to be she had to take a nap every 2 hours. She has stamina to go the entire day and participate in other activities. That in and of itself is like so miraculous. And in addition to her and Haley, have now been able to leave Las Vegas and go back to her home, her family next to them. And her mother thinks that somebody needs to mute their phone. And, you know, she's basically, her mom says, seizure free. She said she has less than this, a couple of minutes of seizures a month when her technology falls off. These children get free nanos. We donate a year's supply of nanos because we don't want the cost of this technology to be a deterrent to why they cannot live seizure-free and have a life. When I think about Haley, the little girl in Las Vegas, her wellness practitioner was here. Her mom, you can see her video on Vimeo, saving Haley in Las Vegas. I mean, they testified. The little girl had never even been to a birthday party at 7 years old. She was still wearing diapers. So there's a revolution happening, and it's the grace of God unfolding in this technology. People say to me, oh, Doc, you're so smart. I'm not smart. I'm anointed. You know, I went to God like anyone. When you want to be excellent in something, you study, and you study, and you study. And, yes, I spent 25 years pursuing degrees. But I do not have a degree in molecular physics. And the nano is a molecular physics project. You have to understand molecular spin and infrastructure of suspending energy in order to manufacture them. And when I tell you I felt touched by God to manufacture the technology, and people prayed and prophesied that God was going to do an amazing work. And I can tell you the day of the prophecy, I was in Washington, D.C. I went to the largest sanctuary on the East Coast, 10,000-seat sanctuary, because one of my favorite speakers was there, Paula White. I love Paula White. If you guys have not seen a Paula White YouTube, you need to go to YouTube and search Paula White. She's one of the most inspirational women I know. She was born into a very abusive family, and she overcame so much to be so beautiful and so compassionate. And she was hosting this conference. There was at least 9,000 women there from all over the United States. And they gave the benediction. And we were all walking out, and the host pastor went back on the mic and said, everybody freeze. Wait a minute. There's somebody in here that you have a deep concern and a passion for people who are suffering. And it's like you want to develop a wellness program. You want to develop something that's going to help people. And so I had a deep compassion, because I had moved to Ohio. I had bought this house, but I'm a professor of clinical nursing. I was teaching clinical nursing in an intensive care unit, and I was just bedazzled by the fact that all these people under 25 were in multi-system failure, multi-organ, heart failure, liver failure, stomach failure, intestine failure. I mean, they had pancreatic failure. I mean, everything was dying inside of their body. I'm like, what in the world is going on? We saw young women in that intensive care unit, 27, 31. You go have a baby, and then you blow an aneurysm or you have a heart attack. Now we got you on a ventilator. because you're biologically dead, but you're clinically still alive, waiting to get a phone call to see if your family is going to donate your organs. Ladies and gentlemen, we have young women dying in childbirth now because they cannot stop the bleeding. We have these young, and this platelet disorder, EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, is suspect. Google Anderson Cooper 360. Why are so many young women needing hysterectomies? Why can't they stop the bleeding after they're having children? I personally have met about 7 young women that they could not stop the bleeding after they had these babies. They're 3 or 4 months after they have the baby and they're still bleeding. The average woman bleeds 6 weeks after she has a child. And I started praying and asking God, what's going on here? And so I had written down my vision. I was sketching at it for a few months. I was sketching at it. And they called me out of 9,000 people. They said, where are you at in here? Get down here. We're going to pray for you. And they anointed me with oil. And there had to be about 15 women who were bishops and apostles and pastors in that conference. And they prayed and they spoke a blessing over me. And they said to me, the prophet, Betty Peoples, she said, you will suffer much to birth this technology and to bring forth this vision, but you shall come forth. And I began by doing a summer health screening, looking for people who had electromagnetic hypersensitivity, who were at risk for the sensitivity. And then a businessman from New York City who owned the hospital where I trained, where I taught, donated a 2,100-square-foot facility. And we went forth to raise the money to retrofit it. And the reason why we are still not in that spa is because Hurricane Ike came. And when it came, it brought so much debris in the city that we couldn't operate for almost 2 months. And in that 2 month period of time, I had a stroke. Something happened to the doctors that worked with me, our main doctor, her husband had a serious injury on the job, and our coordinator, our clinic manager, her husband got moved. He lost his job, and they had to relocate. And so I went to a specialist because I was going to bring the spa up, and I said, a business development consultant, and he evaluated our program because, I mean, we had a spa, we had licensed massage therapist there. We had all kind of relaxation entities. We had all kind of detox programs. We had naturopaths. We really had a wonderful program. And they said to me, Dr. Alali, your strength is more in technology development. And you need to focus on developing, because I had some prototypes at that time. You need to focus on developing the prototypes. And that's how we got focused on developing technology and out of that whole sphere of running a spa. And I'm glad because the technology has given me the freedom to travel and meet all you wonderful people that's on the line tonight. And I guess I'm still kind of soaring over the radio show that was yesterday, WPR, World Power Radio. You can listen to it. I believe they have it in MP3 format. They may even have a video of all of us in the studio. I mean, all of us was in there. Dr. Bianca, Ms. Heather Jo, Gagan and Leslie, myself, and Dr. Mays. And I tell you what, it was a wonderful show. And from the feedback I got from the callers that called in, I wanted to make sure that we had clarified that a nano was engineered for the smallest unit of energy. It's called nanos because it was made to balance at the molecular level, at the atomic level, actually. And so history will record the evolution of the nanos in each one of you. So you can actually go to Flat Battery page on Facebook and document your testimonies. People have been writing testimonies there from chickens. We did a farmer put our technology in the chicken barn. Barn number 5 had the smallest chickens and the sickest chickens and the loudest chickens. And they were just screaming. And the electrical system got insulated with the nano fabrication, the nano biobalance insulators, and those chickens went bok 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 bok. You would have thought we went in there and gave those chickens a glass of wine, and the chickens in that barn became the healthiest chickens, the biggest chickens, the healthiest chickens, and chickens that were so content. And that is a testimony that's consistent throughout farm life, even with the cows. The farmers say when the barns are insulated with the technology of the cows sense the nano frequency, it makes them calm, content. It increases the energetics of the milk, and the cows are more contented, and they produce an average of 10 gallons of milk more. It's either 10 pounds or 10 gallons. I have to go back and look at my notes. But anyway, ladies, is there anybody, ladies and gentlemen, is there anyone on this line with a burning testimony tonight?
Yes, Dr. Ray, I have one for you. I forgot to tell you about the one gentleman that actually has a hearing problem at the fair there, or the Ecosphere. And on Sunday morning, he had a headache all day on Saturday, all night on Saturday night, and still having this headache on Sunday morning. And he's one of the guys that actually sells some kind of a healthy shower head. And he's got hearing problems too, you know, because he used to be in a band as a drummer before. Eh? He's in the probably 55, 58 years old. And lo and behold, I just took the only sample I had of your micro nano, and I lent it to him for the whole day. And I guess within 5 minutes, his headache disappeared.
Wow. Wow. Well,
and I, of course, I let him go with this, eh? And he's certainly going to call me back because I have to go to his home in Three River for probably making this whole place be harmonized.
Absolutely, and please, please admonish him not to have his head on the wall.
I'll check out how he's sleeping, what his sleeping quarters are, and what his habits, you know, like living habits are, you know, around his house.
All righty. Well, you know, I'm so excited, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited going forward because God is doing the most amazing thing. This is the last year of the celebration of the year of Jubilee. Make your proclamations and call back things that may have been stolen from your parents, things that may have been stolen in your life, broken relationships, resources, monies. Wherever you have a need for restoration, in the name of Lord Jesus, I call it back to everyone. While we here in the U.S., we were talking about the Liberty Bell and how the Liberty Bell, the last time it was rung was in 1846 for a Jubilee celebration, and it has not been rung ever since. And I did not know that there was a commemoration to ring bells across America last Saturday in celebration of the opening of the newest Smithsonian Institute that archives African American history, culture, and history. And there was a star-studded event at the White House and at the museum this weekend. Oprah Winfrey was in town, and all these celebrities, half of Hollywood was in town, Angela Bassett and Stevie Wonder and all these big name artists. And Dr. A, I got a chance to play T.T. Rhoda is what these little kids was calling me, because I became the official grandmother representative and babysat some of these children that were at the event. And it was just so wonderful to see friends I have not seen in years and acquaintances I had not seen in years. And I had a big fun playing with the nanos and all these people. And so I'm so excited that the politicians are swarming and people are trying to position to help us get the help that we need. We got to get the word out that we have a solution. We have a solution to the problem. Healthy People 2020 has an answer. We have identified the problem. The problem is too many environmental toxins. We have a solution. America's first bioengineering retrofitting for mitigating the whole house. And it all began with our flat battery called nanos. And so, Rob, I want to just tell you, I have another client, patient with MS, that loves the BioBalancer. She said it gives her such smooth, that's how she described it, smooth energy for de-stressing her muscles and supporting her walking. So what you tell Lynn to keep on making those notes, because her notes I give to the doctors. And they have the opportunity to use the BioBalancer as well as the nanos. And that's the second testimony of someone with nerve muscle challenges that says they like that smoother, weaker frequency flow, you know. So having said all of that, I bless everybody on the radio show. Thank you for interrupting your busy schedule tonight to come and see what we had to say tonight. Rod, I hope you're feeling stronger and better, because, you know, I just love you guys so much. You know, when you're closer to heaven up there, so you when you pray, it goes first. I love you, Ida, and Nathan on the spot. You're my hero. And I just love everybody for tuning in tonight. Again, to my peeps over at Howard University, at Columbia University, I love all of you. Thank you for your strength that carries me. May God bless all of you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Ryder. Good night, Mario. I really do feel like I feel like going.